Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Die 2 in Mombela 34, Johannesburg 30, Rissenburg 36 grade.
In Shirley and Malibongwe Drive, traffic lights not working at President for Sheer Drive.
Die ANC se nasionale werkkomitee vergader vanoggend met lede van die KwaZulu-Natal se provinsiale uitvoerende komitee in Boksburg. Die vergadering volg op die ANC se swak prestasie tydens die verkiesing wat in Mei vanjaar plaasgevind het. Anastasie Magobo berig.
The ANC had a poor showing in the May elections, failing to secure a national majority and falling below the 50% mark for the first time. In KZN, the party's support fell to 17%, mainly due to the rise of former President Jacob Zuma's Umkhonto we Sizwe party. This led to calls for the dissolution of provincial leadership structures. However, KZN Provincial Secretary Beki Mtolo insists that ANC National Executive Committee, led by President Cyril Ramaphosa and Secretary General Fikile Mbalula, should share responsibility for the party's poor performance at the polls. Anastasia Mukhobu, Jacaranda FM News in Boksburg.
Die polisie het beslag gelê op vervalste goedere ter waarde van meer as 66 miljoen rand in Johannesburg. 'N Klopjag is by onder meer 'n winkelsentrum uitgevoer. Polisie woordvoerder Amanda van Wyk sê 4 mense is in hegtenis geneem.
Among the seized items were illicit pharmaceuticals such as skin lightening products. The team also confiscated bottles of illicit poison which were found inside the storage facilities among other consumable items. Officials from the Department of Agriculture assisted the team in identifying these illicit poisonous products in a concerted effort to address foodborne illnesses.
Die minister van vervoer, Barbara Creasy, sê wetstoepassing. Beampte sal 20 roetes wat as hoë risiko ongeluksones in die land geïdentifiseer is oor die feesseisoen monitor. Die brandpunte sluit in Mpumalanga en Gauteng se R21 naby Kempton Park. Tot dusver van die jaar het 10,000 mense op die land se paaie gesterf. Creasy het gister die feesseisoen padveiligheidsveldtog bekendgestel.
We have identified 20 areas in our country where the majority of road accidents have occurred over the last couple of years. 4 places in Limpopo, 3 in Mpumalanga, 1 in Gauteng, 2 in Northwest, 2 in KwaZulu-Natal, a number 5 or 6 in the Eastern Cape, and 1 particular area in the Western Cape.
Brandweerdienste van die Kaapse Fynland distriksmunisipaliteit het daaraan geslaag om 'n brand op Parelberg wat uitgebreek het met die naweek onbeheer te bring. Geen beserings of skade in eiendoms aangemeld nie, woordvoerder Joanne Otto.
The crews continued with operations during the night and reported that there were still very many areas where hot coals remained. Fire vehicles and crew from the Cape Winelands, Paarl and Stellenbosch stations will stay on the scene today, assisted by fresh ground crews from NCC who will all continue with monitoring and mopping up activities.
En ten slotte die internasionale regshof begin vandag met verhore in 'n klimaatsveranderingssaak. Dit draai om wat wetlik van lande wêreldwyd verwag word om klimaatsverandering aan te spreek. Prokureurs en verteenwoordigers van meer as 100 lande en organisasies sal tot volgende Vrydag voorleggings aan die hof doen. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. The ANC's National Working Committee is meeting with the entire KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Executive Committee in Boksburg today.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I took a